Why are you
it's
doing
not
this?
A John Cage.
Why are you doing this to me? This is. You know what? I had a pretty good morning. I walked in the door. Stop.
No, we'll just let this go.
I walked in the door, and the first person I saw was Jeff Tweedy and Spencer Tweedy, right?
Right.
I thought, it's Monday. This is glorious. This is absolutely glorious. But then I got upstairs.
To your desk, and the piano tuner was there. And this is literally right behind where you sit.
I'm sitting at my desk trying to do anything. Listen to music.
Just completely lose your mind. And it just goes on and on. You know, he's there for over an hour or something. My favorite part was when he was doing the high key, the highest notes, uh-huh. tuning those. You told him, you said, it's okay, nobody uses those. you don't need to tune those. Nobody's going to use those notes anyway. I've got a palate cleanser, though. Should we just go straight to it?
Go do it, Mr. Hilton.
Here it is. All better?
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. Reminded me a little bit of Olivia Tremor Control there at the end, some of the swirling sounds and how everything morphs and warps at the end. The band is called Meat Bodies. This is a group.
Wait a minute. Hold it. This is really, really important. Is it M-E-E-T?
No,
Bodies?
M-E-A-T, as in like the
yeah, got it, yeah.
The nihilist writings of Thomas Ligotti, the guy who writes about how we're basically these walking sacks of meat on the planet. I don't think that's where they got the name from, but Meat Bodies. Meat Bodies is a band fronted by Chad Ubovich. He is the guitarist for Michael Cronin's touring band, and he also plays with Ty Siegel in the band Fuzz. So it's not surprising to hear the sound of this new record for Meat Bodies. It's their self-titled album. It's not out until October 14th, and it's just a bunch of glorious, gritty guitar rock, which I can't seem to get enough of this year. Meat Bodies. Do you take Ritalin, Bob? How you're able to concentrate? Okay. No wonder we're only now getting into the studio.
I'm going to play something now that's been out for a while that I've only just been turned on to. They're a group called Amazon. It's Amason. You could probably just say Amazon just as well. They're Swedish.
Okay.
In Sweden, there was a version of the Volvo that was called the Amazon.
And that's where the name comes from?
And that's apparently, I think, where the name comes from. And their band that has some new music coming out that I've been listening to. But when I went back and listened to the older stuff, although I liked all of it, this one song was so killer that I'm just going to play it, and then you'll be turned on this band, and then they're coming to CMJ. We get to see him and hear him. Yeah. It's called "Dear Swedish People." It isn't that I don't
you
like
people.
You.
You people in your pronunciation.
But last week it was Iceland. This week it's Sweden. I'm going to say it's pronounced Alion.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
But it's not. It's spelled A with umlauts, L G E N. But experts tell me. So anyway, let's play the song. You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Right?
Well done, sir.
Let's hear it again.
One more time. Nice. There were so many little surprises in that song.
Yeah, yeah. When the voice comes in and then the other voice comes
right,
in.
Right, right. I was not expecting that.
Amazon is the name of the band. I'm going to say Amazon, but it's A-M-A-S-O-N. I said Amazon. I'm just trying to cover all
my
bases.
Well, when you search
here.
For it online, it says, do you mean Amazon?
Amazon. Yeah, right. Yeah, that Googleable stuff, names. I have another band coming up soon called Money. You know, I mean, it's really hard to search for that.
So when's Amazon's record coming out? Do you know? Yeah.
So Amazon has some new music in the works. I think we're looking at October for some of the newer stuff. Nice. Certainly, I know there's a good new song coming. Heads up.
I have something I think that will work nicely out of this. You know, it has just been brutally hot here in D.C. After a really mild summer, this last week was just awful, like 85-90% humidity, 100 degrees outside. And then this weekend, the end of the weekend, late in the weekend, it finally broke.
I watched that storm for an hour. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And it just finally, the air dried out and the temperature just plummeted. And this morning, I was listening to music, and this song came up by a singer, Becky Jones, who goes by the name Saint Savior, and it just was the right vibe at the right time. It just took me away. There's sort of a release in this song. So let's all just close our eyes, and we're going to bliss out to the sounds of Saint Savior, and the song is called Let It Go. Just let it go, Bob. Let it go. Let it go.
Every second I get older, there's a light. I get down and pray for time. Every moment is a border being fired. Every night a day is day. Erase it. Don't you know? You don't have to face it. Keep your head, don't be misled to waste it. Run away with me. Run away with me. You know.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Saint Savior, the singer is Becky Jones. She is from England. She's based out of London right now. This album was produced by Bill Ryder Jones, who also plays on the record, and I know you're a fan.
That's where those nice strings are from.
Yeah, the strings are the Manchester Camerata Orchestra. And Becky Jones, when she's not working on lovely music like this, is a teacher, music teacher. She's the head of songwriting at the Tech Music School in London. The record that's from is called In the Seams, and it is out November 4th. Looking forward to that one. Saint Savior.
It's funny. I've got a bunch of music that is not necessarily new, but sometimes I think that maybe if it's good, it's good. And,
right.
And
wasn't,
no one hardly knows this, right?
So, Dear Band X.
I'm sorry.
Nobody knows you anyway.
Okay, so this band, they'll sell a 1,000-seat club with no problem back home. Right, but
and back home is
in England,
Manchester.
But just in London and clubs in general in England they'll sell out. So, but in America, like last night, there was if there are 40 people. Granted, it was Sunday night, but if there are 40 people.
You saw them last night.
Yeah, at a place called DC9, and their singer Jamie Lee is sort of their secret weapon. I mean, he came out first of all. He sang this. Pogues tune, A Pair of Brown Eyes, all by himself before the rest of the band came out, and it was just beautiful. And then the band is, it's drums, guitars, lots of power. This song that I'm going to play, called Cold Water, highlight of the night for me, because it gives you both the colors of this band, which is dreamy, beautiful, his voice shines, and then the band comes in crashing, even more so last night. It was just kind of one of those epic moments in a show where it just turned. You see a side of the band you hadn't seen. So I'm going to play Money, a song called Cold Water.
Cold, cold water's running out. Strange, strange water hits the ground. Barely touches the floor. It's running out. Running out.
I could imagine that in Wings of Desire, the Wim Wenders movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Something about that vibe of that deep reverb and the chaos, the anguish in his voice reminded me of a little bit of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds a little bit.
The group's called Money, and I hear that. The song Cold Water is a song. In the audience last night, because it was small, was their tour manager, really interesting fellow. His name is Keith Wozencroft, and I learned today that Keith was the person who basically gave us Radiohead.
What?
So he used to work in a record store. He was going to go from record stores to being an A&R guy at EMI. He went doing his round saying goodbye to everybody. One of those record store employees at one of those stores was Colin Greenwood.
He said,
I'm going to go work for EMI. I'm going to be an A&R guy, you know, an artist and repertoire guy. And Colin said, I'm in a band. gave him a tape.
The rest is history.
The rest is, in fact, history.
That's really cool.
Anyway, so Money is the band. And Cold Water. Cold Water is the... You know what we got today?
What is that? I saw you dragging this cooler around with you.
Look what it says.
Tweety.
So, today...
On the top of it, it says Tweety.
As we said earlier, Jeff and Spencer Tweety were here today to do a Tiny Desk concert, which will probably go online in a handful of weeks. But they left us their cooler.
Well, what do we have in it?
Let's see. Oh, weird.
A human head.
Highball energy, sparkling energy water, zero calories, zero sugar. You think I should do some energy drink?
I would love for you to do some
energy. Oh, this would be awesome. Here we go. Hang on.
What's it called? Highball? Oh, highball.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I guess we just
I thought it said high bob.
All right, man, the show's not going to be the same.
You're going to be a handful before this is over.
Why me?
Right, we're just going to sit back and wait for this to take effect, and we'll be right back after this. Right.
I'm growing a beard.
Well, while we wait for that drug to kick in for you, Bob, let's listen to Lowell. Lowell is a...
Wait a minute. Truly?
Yes.
So last night, opening for... People think we make this stuff up. Opening for Money was Lowell.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Lowell is an artist that Katie Presley introduced us to back in March. She was Katie was really hot on Lowell, one of the artists she saw at South by Southwest, and played one of her songs on the show. Lowell has dropped.
This is really good.
Lowell has put out about a half a dozen songs so far this year, just singles throughout the year, and it's just these mostly bubbly.
Bubbly.
But not bubbly.
Bubbly.
I don't mean cutesy.
Bubbly like a drink.
Like highball. Drink. All right, you've already. This is unhinged
takes
for
effect
you.
Really quickly.
All right. Well, this music, Lowell, it's just these joyful pop songs, just insanely catchy, and she has a full length record that's coming out, and I want to play one of the cuts that isn't out yet, called LGBT. LGBT from Lowell. The record is We Loved Her Dearly.
Which she ended her set with last night as a remix version of this song. She already had a remix. Anyway, keep going. Keep playing.
LGBT from Lowell. Try to get this out of your head.
LGBT,
I think it's a message song. I'm not sure. But it's LGBT is the name of the song from Lowell on a record, We Loved Her Dearly. You know, for as catchy as that song is, and as most of this record is, very rooted in pop music, there are some very interesting, more curious sonic moments on this record, a handful of more nuanced, kind of oddly textured songs. There's this one cut called The Sun, and as I was listening to it, the piano tuner was in the room that we heard earlier, and I was pressing my headphones against my ear. I couldn't tell if the piano tuning was part of the song or not. It kind of would have fit. It was such an odd tune. And there's another cut called I Killed Sarah V that's this moody piano ballad with really strange rhythms. So it's a great record. We Loved Her Dearly. It is out September 16th by Lowell. We have a first listen up of this record if you want to hear the whole thing. And Katie Presley, who I mentioned earlier, has a fantastic write-up about Lowell and the record. Check it out and learn more about it.
Lowell, when they played it, was two people, and it was Lowell and then one other person. She did keyboards, and he did synths, keyboards, guitars. He picked up guitar for that remix version of the LGBT
nice.
Song. Another group I've seen just in the last week or so, because I kind of...
You see quite a few shows, I hear.
This drink
is that
here
how you do it?
Is kind of...
I'm going to see 19 shows tonight.
Could up my game here.
In six different cities.
So the group I went to see, there were two. One was Eskimo, spelt oddly, but I don't have to do that out loud here. And then the other was a group called Bellows. And what I didn't realize is they're all part of a collective called The Epic, where it's a bunch of artists who are filmmakers, who are written word people, who are musicians, and they all sort of trade. So when Eskimo played and they were done, three of the four members of Eskimo joined to do Bellows. But it worked. They're completely different sounds of the band. Oliver Kalb is the main person in this group, Bellows. It's his sort of bedroom project, and all these other people join him. I'm going to play a cut from Bellows off a new record. The album's called Blue Breath. We're going to play a song called White Sheet.
talk about an arresting voice. I mean, that just stopped me dead in my tracks. Yeah, when he came in.
I like that a lot. The whole record's really good, and almost every song seems different, which is pretty wonderful. Bellows is the name of the band. They played D.C. the other night and then went to Baltimore, parked their van, and had their equipment stolen. So this song goes out to them. My heart is with them. I went to Bandcamp and bought their record. What can you do, you know? I mean, if you like music, support
it. Buy it.
Buy it, yeah, for goodness sake. Though I do have a bit of advice. I'm going to just, for all the bands out there on tour, I'm going to just say this. Put a sign on your van that says, like, porta potty parts or
Bible salesman or
fish heads or, you know, just filet a fish, you know, just something like make up a company name, get a magnet printed out.
Plumbing company.
Yeah, plumbing. Well, people might want to steal the
copper
tools.
Piping that's right.
Yes. Just think of the thing that nobody wants.
Yeah, question of the week. What's the one thing nobody wants?
put that sign.
Make that your business.
Right.
Put it on your van. I know. I mean, as soon as you said that, it's like, how many times does this happen? Yeah. How many bands do we know?
It's not their fault, but I do remember the band Yacht did something like that. I think that's why that came to mind, where they had a sign on their van that was like, well, you're not going to break into it.
Please don't rob us.
Well, it wasn't that. But it was some company name that was absurd. Have fun with it. Because someone sees a van outside with license plates that are not your town, they're going to, you know.
And it's a beater. And,
there you go. Anyway, my advice to bands.
How's that energy drink doing?
It's really good.
Is it kicking in?
I think it is. What do you think?
Let me see that can for a second.
I didn't even look what's in it.
Let's take a look here. It actually has no sugars in it at all.
No, it didn't feel that way at all. I'm just having a little more trouble talking than usual, but it's like something in there.
Do you want
to tell me?
You know what it is? It's a bunch of B vitamin complexes and then cocainin. I don't know what cocainin is. There it is. Caffeine. It's organic caffeine, though. So at least you've gotten right. It's organic. It's all natural, Bob. Naturally occurring. Well, as you fly away, I'm going to take us out on Karen O.
Wow.
Karen O, of course, fronts the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and she's just such a force, right? You see her on stage during their live shows, and she's a rock star. But she has a solo record out now that is anything but that. It's just stripped down, her and her guitar or ukulele. They're incredibly lo-fi recordings. It sounds like she went into a room somewhere and just did them all in one take. But the cool thing about this record, it's called Crush Songs, is that Karen O, she's 35 years old now, she recorded this album when she was 27. She's been holding on to it all this time. She was certain at the time that she'd never fall in love again, and she was consumed by all these crushes that she had. So she went in and recorded all of these songs. There are 15 songs on this record, and it's only 25 minutes long.
Perfect.
The whole album's only 25 minutes long with 15 songs on it. So I'm going to play the opening song. It's only a minute and a half long and just wonderful, and it gives you a very good idea of what the rest of the record sounds like. Karen O, the song is Ooh, from Crush Songs, the opening cut to Crush Songs.
Can I just say that last week, while you were doing whatever you were doing, I was in New York and saw Alt-J, we recorded that show, playing their new songs, a lot of new songs from their new record. Oh, what an amazing night, and we captured it. That is online. And then 2 days later, we're at a place in New York City called the Brill Building. We put on a show with the New Pornographers, played new songs from their new record, Brill Bruisers. That should be online probably midweek, probably Wednesday or so. Another amazing show. Seeing bands like try to figure out how to play new songs and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And we were talking about the Alt-J record that's about to come out this month, This Is All Yours, and I was digging into it last week. And we were talking about how it's nearly impossible for a band to come up with an album that leaves you wondering, how did they do it? I mean, anymore, right? Because just about anything is possible. But the whole time I was listening to the record, I thought, how did they do this? How did they make this record? This is amazing.
It is a great, great, great record.
And you said this is your band of the decade.
Yeah.
Alt-J.
Alt-J is easily band of the decade so far. I mean, it's 2014, but absolutely. There's no band I love more. So, but that's not what we're playing now.
No, this is Carano, like another terrific artist. Yeah. Carano, opening cut from her solo record Crush Songs called Ooh.
See ya.
Thanks, Bob.
One, two. Don't tell me that there.